This episode of the Global Sales Leader Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Jason Cooper, that's me, bring you another enlightening discussion with the renowned guest, again, Bodhi Aldridge, in part two. In this in-depth conversation, we explore the multifaceted world of sales leadership, the art of building meaningful relationships. Bodhi Aldridge shares invaluable insights into the intricacies of human behavior, the science of relationships, and the underlying drivers that influence team performance. While there may be numerous studies and books on behavior science and personality types, Bodhi delves deeper into the core factors that accelerate teams' performance, and specifically sales excellence. And that's what it's all about, sales excellence. We're going to have a look at this all in this 360 view of team sales and a little bit of psychology around there. I think you will definitely enjoy this. Hello, good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, and wherever you are in this wide, wonderful, beautiful world, you are listening to the Global Sales Leader Podcast. My name's Jason Cooper. I'm the sales relationship coach, and every week I speak to some phenomenal experienced people in the area of sales leadership, psychology, stuff to do with the brain, tech, and lots of other different facets around this area of leadership, because it's such a phenomenal subject to speak about. And speaking about relationships, my core thing is relationship selling. It's not selling from the short wins, it's the longevity to become that trusted advisor for people to actually come to you. And it's all about that. You can find a lot more about myself and my website, jasoncooper.io. But today I have some phenomenal guest, Bodhi Aldridge. Welcome, Bodhi.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I'm so looking forward to it. I came across Bodhi a couple of months ago. He was on a webinar with Kirsty Lewis, a good friend, mutual friend of ours. And I thought, I'm going to have a chat with him and bring him on to my podcast. So, Bodhi, a little bit about you. You're a transformational coach, facilitator, and speaker, and passionate about supporting men to experience true freedom. I'd love to speak about that. And trained by renowned leaders in traditional teachings and contemporary leadership development. And it is about leadership that we are speaking about today. You spent about 20 years supporting sustainable change in organizations, and by God, we do need it because there's lots of challenges within the industry, especially the tech industry at the moment. It's going through lots of different changes, and I've been involved in that. You've been around the world, business and leadership coach. You worked with companies like Netflix, Tesla, Google, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and best-selling author, The Visionary Male Leaders. And I have to get on and read that book because I'm away on holiday in a couple of weeks. So I like to read as much as I can. And you live in Australia, Byron Bay. So we are probably about 10 hours apart at the moment. I'm in Dublin. Bodhi's in Australia. And you have 4 kids and 10 grandchildren. How do you do that when you look so young? That's amazing. I just can't get over that. Just looking at you, you look younger than me, so that's incredible. So, Bodhi,
surfing every day.
A little bit more about yourself than what I've sprinkled my magic dust on.
Sure. Thank you for the lovely intro. And you know, when we spoke, you know, this topic, particularly of selling from the inside out, you know, and obviously I do a lot around leadership and sales, and for me, you know, bringing my story into this, you know, what I've noticed after 35 years of running my own business or coaching businesses, there are two things that really inhibit people's ability to sell. And one is resistance and the other is fear. And that's what I had to learn myself. So my journey, essentially my first career, like all good young men, I got good marks and asked my mum, what should I do? She said, go and be a lawyer. So I went and became an attorney and spent 20 years running my own business. And what was fascinating, Jason, was that if you think about career guidance, if you think about, you know, all those conversations when you're finishing school, nobody actually said to me, why don't you go and do a degree in sales? Like, it wasn't one of the trajectories.
Yeah.
But what I notice, yeah, working particularly with professional services owners, coaches, consultants, is when I owned my legal practice, I had to learn how to sell. And it was like, I'm a lawyer. I don't do sales, you know? And so this is what I had to explore on my journey. And in that, after 20 years as a lawyer, I got the opportunity to sell my legal practice, another great sales experience. And that's when I became a coach and a facilitator. And the last 20 years have been traveling the world, supporting leaders, organizations. And one of the things that comes up a lot, particularly if people don't have a sales team, yep, or they're not professional salespeople, which is a lot of my client base, again, professional services, coaches, consultants, they just haven't been exposed to what this arena of sales is all about.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think everyone needs to have these core skills. And it's just phenomenal to have them, just to know how to communicate more effectively with people. As long as you have your, the way I like to say, as long as you're passionate about what you do and you're purpose driven and you care about people, which is the most, the biggest thing. But also, it is an inside job. But what I mean by an inside job, and you and I both know this, it's how you speak to yourself and the stories you tell yourself. It is the inside out, not the outside in, where I think a lot of people get that wrong. So speaking about that, what are the core things that you could say from your experience? We're talking about the inside job, but I also like to trickle over to the purpose side of things as well, because I know both areas that you're both very experienced on, and I love to have this conversation because I'm passionate about this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you look at the inside aspects of our journey, and you apply that to these areas of sales, and if I speak specifically to resistance and to fear, and then we can talk a bit more about purpose. So what occurs is that a lot of people, because they don't understand sales, there is an inherent unconscious resistance. And the best way to describe resistance, it's a bit like, Jason, on the weekend when, you know, you've got a day organized, you really want to watch the football in the afternoon, and you've got a few things you have to do. And, you know, there may be you've got to mow the lawn or clean the car, and there are things that you don't really want to do. And you'll spend the day distracting yourself, finding other things to do, because you're inherently resisting. You're resisting that thing. And then maybe half an hour before the football, you'll finally get it done, and be able to relax. And the reason people resist is that what happens, again, is that they are professionals in their arena. I'm a financial planner. I'm a lawyer. I'm a leader. And for them, there's a resistance to this area called sales, because sales is one of the most noblest things that we can do. And business is one of the most important things for the planet. So what I do, I work with leaders, particularly male leaders, to show them how to move from resistance to flow. How to notice where they're resisting. And the other area is the fear. The two fears that come up for sales. One is, the fear of rejection.
Of course.
Now, the three key needs we have as human beings, one of the primary needs is a need for approval. We need acceptance, we need approval. And so this fear of I may be rejected in the context of sales, I take my hat off to actors and professional musicians who are constantly auditioning because they get used to
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Yeah, they get no's all the time.
Exactly. But this unconscious fear, a lot of people are afraid, firstly, to really offer what they offer, because it may not be accepted. They may get a rejection. And secondly, what occurs is that they, underneath that, there is a fear in really valuing it. And people ask the wrong question, because people think, I have to value myself, but fundamentally it's the value of the product or the process. If you know the value that your product and process will offer, if people are willing to dive into whatever the requirements are, then it's very easy to let go of that fear. You know, the fear that I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, can't value myself.
So
these are big anchors, that underpin all of the different sales processes and designs that we've got out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get that, because I've been through that. And no matter how experienced that you are, we sometimes get that imposter syndrome that we're not good enough, because we got that no, we've got that whatever. So the question I was going to ask, and one I was thinking of, is how do we coach through that? Because if we get the fear and we'd notice it within our team, and they were at the peak and now they dropped and they go, well, what's going on here? They got that imposter syndrome. They're getting too many no's, which damage their ego, but also damages other things going on inside of them, their self-dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the three things, as you've mentioned, that drive a lot of the work I do is presence, purpose, and passion. Now, the journey from resistance, to flow is through presence. You've got to be in, and what I've developed is some very simple systems that I teach leaders on how to get present and stay present. Yeah, because flow lives in presence. It doesn't live in, resistance.
I'm curious to find out more. Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah, tell me more, please.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if I come back to purpose, which I know is a topic of interest to you. And there's layers of purpose. So one of the key questions around sales is, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of sales? Now, there's the deeper questions around purpose, but for a lot of people, they don't realize that sales is really simple. Identify a need and meet it. That's all it is. And a lot of clients, customers don't know what they don't know. So if you really realize the purpose of sales is one of the most noblest things on the planet. And my role is to simply support you or to identify, if you have a need, that I can meet. And so when people start to see that as the purpose or the context, it makes it a lot easier. And the passion you mentioned, so the passion piece is, again, coming from the inside out, that ability to really connect, to really be able to activate the passion in you, the passion for what you do, the passion for helping people, being of service, all of those things your other guests, I'm sure, have covered.
So when we talk about passion, are we talking about your intrinsic motivators? What motivates you to do stuff? Because you have to connect stuff that goes on inside. And we are talking about the inside job, but there's also external factors there as well. And I think they're both in line with what we have to do. So what does it mean to activate and live your purpose?
And so in all traditional cultures, and as you mentioned early on, I've studied with a lot of the best contemporary leaders, and I've studied with some amazing traditional teachers. And the thing with passion is it's about passion for life. People say, do what brings you joy. What I say is bring joy to what you do.
I like that.
And it comes from the inside out. So these teachings that I've learned, which start with presence, align you with your purpose. So in traditional cultures, they knew that if you were able to align yourself energetically, if you could really get present, your purpose reveals itself, and you can bring passion to everything, bring passion to your marriage, bring passion to your business, your sales, your children. And that's the journey. That's the hero's journey. Again,
yeah, I suppose it is connecting both areas. So they are in line and they are congruent to each other, because you want to live life with your kids, your family, pay your mortgage, but also do other things in life, which is external, but also internalize how you can actually have that. So how can we, what do we need to do to install that within the people that we work with to make that culture really strong? Because it is about having that strong culture that everyone believes in you, but also there is a reciprocal thing going on that they believe in you and vice versa. Because I think that creates that culture of the leader lives on purpose, but also their subordinates, the people, their team players are living that as well, and they can actually produce the results that everyone needs and everyone has to have, so the ship goes forward in that right direction.
If we lean into leadership, so to give you an example, I'm working with a fairly large law firm at the moment, and always when I work with clients, you know, the fish rots from the head down.
Yeah.
And so you've got to get buy-in at the top. And so working with the partners, it's really supporting them to get a sense of, you know, not just the fundamentals, you know, around, you know, mission, strategy, vision and things, but really getting connected with their personal purpose and the organization's purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, that
and again,
makes sense.
That's the processes I take them through, is because once they get clear on their purpose, as we know, all the work around the why, then what happens is it's much easier then to really be explicit with your team around expectations. You know, relationships are really, really simple, Jason. Yeah. Communicate your expectations and have them met. The challenge is our expectations are moving all the time.
Of course.
And we're not explicit enough. You know, a lot of the organizations I work with, are really explicit. This law firm are really explicit about their expectations, the way we do things here. But part of the work as we went through the organization, firstly, was to align individual purpose to group purpose. And secondly, specifically around sales, you can imagine with a group of lawyers, letting them realize that, you know, we're all selling all the time and we are all leaders.
Yep.
And so giving them, again, noticing their resistance, unlocking their resistance, noticing their fear, unlocking their fear. Yeah, it has really unlocked. I mean, some of these young lawyers are just amazing because they really realize, every time they meet a potential client, it's an exchange of knowledge, it's an exchange of money, you know, it's an exchange of ideas, you know. So they're the types of things that occur. And with a law firm, it's been very successful, unusual to teach them sales, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. I suppose you have to unlock their curiosity. And you also have to unlock the resistance to change, because the change, as we know, in a lot of organizations can be, I don't want to change because I'm happy with the way I'm doing things. So unlocking that to sort of unpeel the onion to get to the core of it, what are the things that you would normally do there to make that organization, and we are talking about lawyers at the moment, but it doesn't really matter. It can be any type of company. But I'm curious how you unlock that, because that is the golden gem of making people live on purpose.
Yeah. The two keys to successful leadership, every team member I've worked with, the two keys they're looking for is connection and direction. That's all people want. And you can't be connected as a leader if you're busy, frantic, running from meeting to meeting, not present. Yeah, same with sales. I have clients and they bounce out of sales meetings or they race. It's a bit like, you go to the GP, and you go to a GP, and they don't look in your eye. They basically give you the script, basically get you out of there, the bedside manner, as opposed to a GP who is present, looks you in the eye, listens, asks questions. Which GP do you go back to, Jason?
Exactly. You go back to the one that's going to diagnose the pain.
Exactly. Connection.
Yeah.
Leaders have to connect, and it starts with self.
Yeah.
You can't be in your head bubble. 80,000 thoughts a day, most of them are negative.
Yep.
Yep. You got to unwind the mind. You got to slow this train down. When you get connected and present, your team will follow you. Then all they need is direction.
Yeah.
Expectation. Where are we going? Where are we going here? Yeah. I know that simplifies it, but does that make some sense?
Yeah. No, no. I'm completely in line with what you're saying, because the more you understand you and the more you take a breath, I mean that as a metaphor, take a breath, take time out to really sort of dig inside, the better that you can actually understand other people, because fundamentally you understand you. And also, a lot of these businesses, lawyers included, tech companies, and we've spoken of a few, and I've worked with quite a few as well, is they're back-to-back meetings. And all they're doing is they're pushing forward all the time. And they never stop and think about, let's take a breath here.
Exactly. And these practices, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, transformation. I've got another client, he's a strategic advisor, and he said it's just made such a difference to his relationship with his clients, relationship with his team. Yeah. Because essentially, again, if you come back to leadership, the three aspects of leadership, first is self-leadership.
Yeah.
The second is relational leadership. And the third is systemic leadership. Mm. And so to your point, self-leadership, is that ability to get present with self, to get to know self, to connect with self, to be honest with self, to align self with what you're espousing. And it does mean you got to take a breath, as you say.
Yeah, I think that's hugely powerful. And I was on a call the other week, and it's all to do with lots of trainers and stuff. It was Kirsty Lewis again. But one of the girls in the breakout, she actually said something really good. And I went, oh, that makes total sense, especially when you're facilitating stuff. She said, within that, she said, took a 2 minute break and said, what I want you to do is just be quiet and be silent and notice things around you, visually, auditory, and kinesthetic, and just take that moment. And that moment I resonated with me, and that's why I brought it back up, because it is a little bit about what we're speaking about, but really understand, because we have busy cycles, we're thinking about stuff all the time, but taking time to notice. And I've tried it myself, and it's incredibly good that everyone notices the auditory and they hear something that they haven't heard, or the kinesthetic and the visual stuff, and they go, wow, I never noticed that, because the brain is too busy going ahead. So the question I was going to ask you, what advice would you give to sales leaders and leaders who want to activate and live their purpose?
Well, what they, again, if I chunk up a little bit, so the studies around effective leadership, so they got a bunch of leaders to literally journal their behavior for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the most effective, inverted commas, leaders all had a daily reflective practice. Yet each day they spent time in reflection at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that can be meditation, it can be prayer, it can be contemplation, it can be journal writing, but they're doing the internal inquiry. Yeah. And so that's the first piece. If you want to get clear as a leader, again, it's the self-leadership. Now this will start to invite you to start to ask questions about purpose. Yeah. And there are three steps to purpose. There's the inner purpose, there's the outer purpose, and there's the higher purpose. So most people meet the question of purpose from the egoic state.
Mm.
When I know what I'm here to do, then I will be happy.
Yeah.
They're looking at the outer and the outer purpose, thinking it's going to give them what they're looking for on the inner.
Mm.
And that's why in all traditional cultures, all teachings, it's the inner purpose. And the inner purpose is to come within. Yeah, while you're doing the outer, yeah. But what happens is then you eventually, when you still the mind and calm the mind, you see that the outer purpose starts to reveal itself. how many people do you know, Jason, who go, I'm going to go and, you know, build wells in Africa or build a school in Thailand. That's what I'm here to do. Yeah. But again, it's all coming from the outside in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not what they're looking for. The question people are actually asking when it comes to purpose, there are two higher layers. Yeah. The first higher context to purpose is, what is the meaning of all this? People are wanting to have meaning in their life.
Mm.
Yeah. And they do it through the question of purpose. But what sits behind meaning, and this is the fundamental piece, Jason, is I just want to fully express myself. That's all we want.
Yep.
Yeah. As Joseph Campbell so beautifully put, who did all the work on the hero's journey, mythology, all the work on purpose, he said, I don't think people want to find their purpose. Yeah. They want to be able to live their life fully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you see the difference?
Yeah. Yeah. I completely understand that because it is about, and we did speak about this, is for males anyway, is connecting to our female side of ourselves. But I think that's a conversation for another day. But it is really sort of making yourself a little bit vulnerable, but also really understanding we're all like that as well. If we can all connect with our inner selves and be okay with who we are and what we are, and how we sound and how we think and how we project out to the world, then that's fine. Question I always like to ask, if you were interviewing you, what sort of question would you ask yourself on a sort of holistic point of view?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been asked that about going back to my younger person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing I would say to my younger person, whether they're 10 years old or 20 years old, or even 30-year-old, just relax. Just relax. Like, we're so caught up. We're so driven by fear. The fundamental fear that drives every human being, every client I've worked with, and I've worked with thousands of clients around the world, the deep unconscious fear, which is set up between the age of 0 to 7. Yeah, these are the foundational years. Not good or bad, not right or wrong. It's not whether we've had trauma or not trauma. The fundamental fear of every human being is, I'm not good enough because I'm not lovable and valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reframe, when you do belief changing, when you change that to, I'm okay, I'm valuable and lovable, and you really get that, Jason. You get it at the head, you get it at the heart, you get it in your gut.
Yep.
Yeah, it changes everything. You see the world differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. And I've read into that as well. And it is, up until we're 7, like, our parents form our world. And also other things around us, television and social inputs, also change our perspectives. And that leads us up. It's only once we get a little bit older, then we have to unpack that a little bit and say, well, what was going on? And let's believe in ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the neuroscience, as you mentioned earlier. So 0 to 7, it's the theta brain.
Yeah.
It's not the cognitive brain. So it's downloading everything we experience.
Yeah.
And out of that, we then form our beliefs. To your point,
So we have a special giveaway here. So I'd like to give that, because you've very kindly done that. It's bodiaudridge.com. That's spelled bodiaudridge.com/Jason Cooper podcast. There's a giveaway there, and click on the link. I'm going to share it in the notes. And Bodhi's very kindly offered that. So it will help you along your journey as well.
Yes. To your question, what I'm offered is, I've given people two of the foundational practices to get more present. And remember, the fundamental journey is from distraction to present, from resistance to flow, from fear to freedom. That's what we're on.
That is phenomenal. So how can people find out more about you? We could talk for hours on today's subject, but maybe we'll come back and we'll speak about, I'd like to touch in on the other elements that you're an expert in as well, because there's so much more we can do with this conversation, but maybe we'll bring you back and we'll talk again, because I'd like to find out more about that side of things. But your website is bodyaldbridge.com. Really, really quite simple, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And just to check that spelling, it's BODHIALDRIDGE.com. And LinkedIn, same, Bodhi Aldridge on LinkedIn. And And if you get onto the website, there's a free copy of the chapter of the book that I co-wrote around visionary male leadership. And yeah, we dive deep into all these topics. And I'd love to come out. There's so much. I mean, it feels like we've just started the conversation, Jason.
I know, there's so much we could speak about. But I'd like to pause that for another time, because I think there's so much more we can do. And I thank you so much for coming on the Global Sales Leader podcast. So excited for when we're going to release this on video on my channel, Jason Cooper, and my podcast channel. It's on all of the iTunes and Spotify and so on and so forth. So thank you once again.
Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners as well.
Thanks again for listening to the Global Sales Leader podcast. I'm your host, Jason Cooper. So every episode, join us for enriching episodes, how we unravel the secrets of successful sales strategies, leadership excellence, and the profound impact of building authentic relationships. So if you're looking to enhance your sales and your relationship building skills, every episode is a must listen. And remember to share and subscribe to our channels and stay updated to the thought-provoking discussions on leadership, personal growth, and the arts of fostering meaningful connections. Also, you can find me at jasoncooper.io, jcooper.io. And if you want to hear more about me, lots of tools, lots of inspiration about building your sales for 2024 and beyond. Thank you.